You ready?
I'm ready. I always like watch night services. That's I was saved at a watch night service in 2011, right here. It's a special day. If you've never accepted the Lord as your Savior, then you may think we're exaggerating, but it'll be the best day of your life. I promise you that. If you would, turn your Bibles to Ecclesiastes. This was a book written by King Solomon at the end of his life. King Solomon was the richest man in the world, and in his time he was the richest. He was the wisest man in the world. And these are some of his words at the end of his life in Ecclesiastes chapter 2. And we'll start in verse 4. And it says, I made me great works. I built me houses. I planted me vineyards. I made me gardens and orchards. And I planted trees in them of all kinds of fruits. I made me pools of water to water therewith the wood that bringeth forth trees. I made me servants. I got me servants and maidens and had servants born in my house. Also I had great possessions of great and small cattle above all that were in Jerusalem before me. I gathered me also silver and gold and the peculiar treasure of kings and of the provinces. I got me men singers and women singers and the delights of the sons of men as musicians, as musical instruments, and that of all sorts. So I was and increased more than all that were before me in Jerusalem. Also my wisdom remained with me. And whatsoever my eyes desired, I kept not from them. I withheld not my heart from any joy, for my heart rejoiced in all my labor. And this was my portion of all my labor. We have to remember that King Solomon was the richest man. And he had all this stuff. And it says he kept not, he said, I kept not anything my heart desired. That means he could have had anything. He had all this stuff. And we look in verse 11 and he says, then I looked on all my works that my hands had wrought and on the labor that I had labored to do. And behold, all was vanity and vexation of the spirit. And there was no profit under the sun. Solomon says that it's useless, basically. He said it's vexation of the spirit, which means it's trying to catch air. It's trying to hug air. There's no profit in it, and it does no good to us. It's just stuff that we want, and it's really has no profit. And I was thinking that's the same way we are today. We try to get all this stuff that we think is going to make us happy, and it never does, and we just want more and more. And we can't afford it, but Solomon could. And he got all this stuff, and he says it's useless. It's nothing. If you would turn to Revelation, this is the last place I'll read. Revelation chapter 2. I thought about this church in Ephesus. It says, and unto the angel of the church of Ephesus, write these things, saith he that holdeth the seven stars in his right hand, who walketh in the midst of the seven golden candlesticks. Just to remind you, this is Jesus speaking. In verse 2, I know thy works, and thy labor, and thy patience, and how thou canst not bear them which are evil, and thou hast tried them which say they are apostles, and are not, and hast found them liars, and hast borne, and hast patience, and for my name's sake hath labored, and has not fainted. We look at this church right now, just as far as we read, and there's nothing wrong with it. We can't see, you can't see nothing wrong with this. They've been laboring for Jesus. They've been working hard. And they've not fainted. They've done all the right stuff. But in verse 4 it says, "Nevertheless, I have somewhat against thee, because thou hast left thy first love." See, Jesus didn't really care about all the stuff that they were doing because they didn't still love God. We can get so busy in serving God that we forget to serve God and love God. Because that's the most important thing. If we don't love God, then we're just doing it for ourselves. Just like Solomon. Even though it looks like it's the right thing to do, we're just doing it for ourselves and for personal gain. And I just wanted to remind you tonight that we have to love God with all our heart, mind, and soul to do anything for Him. Because our righteousness is as filthy rags. So it don't matter what we do, if we don't love God, then it don't mean nothing to Him. So if you would, as we pray. Dear Lord, we just thank You for another day that You've given us and for the opportunity to open Your Bible and just Your Word and show us how much that You loved us and how much we should love You. The least we can do is love You after all You've done for us, Lord. You gave Your only Son. You gave everything for us. Just help us to do everything for Your honor and glory and not for ourselves, Lord. Just help us as we go out of here to serve You in everything we do. In Jesus' name I pray. Amen.